Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Faith of Jesus. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How can they believe if they've not heard the message? How can they hear if the message is not proclaimed? And how can the message be proclaimed if the messengers are not sent out? As the scripture says, how wonderful is the coming of messengers who bring good news. Now verse 17 says, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. I know it says word of God here, but if you look it up in the original word, you'll find it is the word Christ, the Christ. Now, what does Christ mean? So you could say it like this, hearing by the word of the anointed, or hearing the anointed word. Everybody said out loud, faith comes, by hearing, the anointed, word. Well, of course, who is the anointed word? Jesus, the Christ. The Amplified says, faith comes by hearing what is told. And what is heard, comes by the preaching of the message of the Christ, the Messiah himself. The word Christ, it's sad that this is not in here in the King James, but it's here. Christ, the word of the Christ, the word of the anointed one. Do you need to hear anointed word if you're going to get faith?
Yes.
Oh, I know you've gotten faith before. Do you remember how it comes? What was going on when you got it? You're hearing something. And there's an anointing. The Bible said the anointing teaches you. Right? You have an anointing in you, and that anointing teaches you of all things. And he does it through the agent of the word. You're hearing the word, whether you're reading it out loud to yourself, or somebody's preaching it to you, or proclaiming it to you, or preaching or teaching, or you're hearing tapes or whatever, or reading a book, and you're saying it, and you're seeing it, and you're hearing it, and the anointing on it reveals God to you. And when you see something of his character and something of his will, you hear it not just with your ears, but you hear it down inside you. And faith rises. And you begin to be persuaded of what he told you. Faith comes by hearing the anointed word. So many people, even today, bless their hearts, they waste so much time praying for faith. That's not a place to get quiet. I said they waste so much time praying for faith. Oh God, give me faith. The Bible does not say faith comes by prayer. It's sad that they pray and they, oh God, give me more faith. Oh please, God, give me faith. People go to other people and say, would you lay hands on me and give me some of your faith? How does faith come?
Hearing.
It comes by hearing. Hearing the word of the Christ. Hearing the anointed word. That's how it comes. So if you're looking for more faith and greater faith and stronger faith, what should you do? You should crank yourself up to hear. Is that right? And hear, and hear. What if your faith is not as strong as you'd like for it to be? What do you need to do?
Listen.
Need to hear some more. Hear, hear. And see, faith for healing comes from hearing the anointed word on healing.
Yes.
Right? Faith for prosperity comes by hearing the anointed word on prosperity. I know after working with Brother Hagin in the healing ministry for years, it dawned on me one day, I was sitting in my office and I was getting ready for another service of healing. And man, I mean, like I said, it was healing, healing, healing. I was getting a dose of healing now. And I realized that for years, I had been healed doing this. I'm talking about healed, healed. I mean, just go year after year and just no problems. Well, what's happening in my life though? I'm hearing so much word, anointed word on healing. What happens? Faith comes by hearing. And I'm sitting there thinking, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to hear all this good word on healing. And then I had an idea, you know, like the light bulb in the cartoon, Dean. I thought, buddy, you need to hear some on prosperity. Because I wasn't doing so hot in that area. And I realized the deficiency. I realized the harvest over here and the deficiency and lack over here because I wasn't hearing enough of that. So, man, I plunged into it. I said, okay, we got to hear some more on this. And I mean for weeks and months, we ate, slept, dreamed, and breathed it. And I tell you what happened. Faith began to come for prosperity. And we begin to see ourselves differently and see our future differently and expect differently. It doesn't just happen by hearing one message and then you go back to hearing the junk that you've always heard all your life. You understand what I'm talking about? Now you got to hear and hear and hear and hear and hear and your mind gets renewed. Right? And you start thinking right. And you start talking right. This happens over a period of weeks and months and even years. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the anointed word. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now go with me please to the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy is where I'd like for you to go. 2 Timothy. Let's go to another scripture before you go there. Go to John 4. This is the account of Jesus and the disciples. And they came to a city of Samaria. And, you know, he stayed by the well while his disciples went to get something to eat. And this woman, this Samaritan came. You remember the story? And he asked her for a drink of water, and you know the story. And she said how she was affected by racism. And she said, how would you, being a Jew, ask drink of me, being a Samaritan? One translation says, Jews and Samaritans don't use the same dishes. This was a racial thing. You know, let me say something right here. If you are prejudiced against prejudiced people, what are you? So how are you different from the ones that you're so upset with? See, that happens all the time. The Bible said if you judge somebody for something, you are guilty of the same thing, Romans says. And prejudice is ignorance, too. It really is. I mean, people talk, you know, racial prejudice, for instance. I mean, you don't have a clue what you are. You know, well, I'm a pure this or I'm a pure that. You ain't got a clue. We know this. The Bible said in the book of Acts that God has made of one blood all mankind. All of us are traced back to Adam and Eve. We got the same blood line naturally. So how many understand what, you know, talk about prejudice against this or that, you know, race is just ignorant. Isn't it? Because you is one. Whatever it is you think you don't like, I assure you, you have some in you. Right? And somebody says, oh no, I don't. There ain't no question about it. You do. We all go back to the same thing. So don't be ignorant. We got a new word today, don't we? But they, you know, she was, there was some racial things going on here. Then he told her, he said, well, go call your husband and come here. And she said, I don't have a husband. And through a word of knowledge, he said, well, that's right. You don't have one. You have had five. And the guy you got now is not your husband. How many know that just because you live with somebody, that does not mean they're your husband or wife? No, you see that right there. But anyway, you know, she ran into town. And she told all of her friends and family, she said, come see a man that told me everything I did. And so they came and skipped down here to John 4:39. And many of the Samaritans of that city, they did what? They believed on him. Why? For the saying of the woman, So they heard something. She was saying something, right? So they heard something and they believed it, which testified, he told me all that ever I did. So when the Samaritans were come to him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. And they said to the woman, now we believe, not because of your saying, for we have heard him ourselves. Oh, did you get this now? We believe what? Because we have heard him, we might say, for ourselves. And we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Anointed One, the Savior of the world. Were they hearing the words of the Anointed One? And they believed. But then they came up to a higher place, didn't they? Why? Because they said, we've heard him ourselves. Now this will answer some significant questions. How can you tell the difference between faith and presumption? Presumption. You've seen this too many times in so-called faith circles. Charismatic and word and faith and Pentecostal people. You've seen too many times where people supposedly did something by faith and it was a mess and a flop. Somebody threw away their insulin and died. Somebody wouldn't take their baby to the doctor and the baby died. Somebody's not going to do this or not going to do that by faith and they just flop. I've known of people that went into hospital rooms and they're going to pull somebody out of a bed and they grabbed them and said, rise and walk. And they drug them out of the bed and they fell on the floor there in their gown. Well, that brings a reproach. All such things. And that's why some people think they don't like folk like us and they don't believe in people like us or they don't believe in the so-called word of faith. Word of faith is not a 2005 phrase. That's what Paul preached. That's what Jesus preached. So what is the issue? What's going on here? Well, what's going on here is that these people presumed to do something. And it was not faith. Did you hear me now? You know, people talk about faith failures. Well, in that sense, talking about that particular thing, there is no such thing. Because if they had been in faith, we'd have seen results. It would have worked.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Faith Comes by Hearing, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R804C. That's R804C, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.